We are reading many things, we are hearing many things, but I think it is not always attentively we are hearing that. But that is very necessary. Otherwise, which way we shall live? Some young boy and girls, they have many thinkings, but they are also trying heart and soul. And we are aged man. Half of the age already passed. If we will get 100 years, then 50, 60, 70 already passed. And we do not know how long we will live. Then necessary to hear attentively what I want to tell. Do something good for others, not bad for anybody. What will be bad for him? I know it is bad for him. Then I must have that. At least I cannot good. I cannot do good, but at least I live that motive. My work not will go against him anyway of his good things. That will must die. Otherwise, what is sadhana? Sadhana is that what I do not want to do, that happily I will try to do that. That is called sadhana. Now we are telling many things, but not doing that, its reflection not coming in our mind, our work, our activity. That is, we are not getting proper result. Harmony is possible with everything, with or within. Harmony, English, with everything. Maharaj?
Everything, everyone.
Everyone. Harmony must be possible. When Krishna and Maya, they are also living within harmony. Then our harmony is very easily possible if we will try to do with wholeheartedly. What I want or not want, that is not matter. What is good for me and good for others. Etavat janma saphalyam. This is the janma saphalyam.
Success of life.
Success of life. If we will try wholeheartedly to do good for me and for others, not to cheat to others, not to make others' mind other way. If I chastise someone, if I have not capacity to control his mind, he will go against of me. Not only that, he will go against of my friends. There is many good Vaishnava, there is many hopeful Vaishnava, and he will make that Vaishnava aparadha. And through that, his fortune will go bad way. Also, I shall not be benefited. If I can do something good, I shall try to do. If not, I shall not to try. I shall not try to do anything bad. That reflection not will go to others' mind. This is necessary. And that is Dadati Pratigyanadi Maharaj told that sloka. This also we can act that way. Why we cannot be the Vaishnavas? That is our mind deficiency, mental deficiency. And who is Vaishnava, that's also we do not know. then we shall behave with others, not to make any offense, if possible, to harmonize. And that will be very good for society. In a society, many of the tendency, mental tendency, we can see in a society. But that is, we are living within a society that bade us harmonizing. And this way you try to proceed. Upanishad, Purana, everywhere we can see they are trying to harmonize. And if we want to do good for others and good for myself, that is good for myself, not only good for others, good for myself, then we shall try to proceed that way. We leave our ego first. If we cannot leave our ego, then we cannot do anything good for others. And sometimes it is necessary to give some bitter medicine to the patient. But if necessary, we shall give that bitter medicine, but affectionately. Sometimes necessary to give that in sugar-coated pill. If they will not take easily it, sugar-coated pill, I will give to them. And many process, varieties of process in the bhakti yoga, line of bhakti yoga. But necessary to run within our track and attentively, not will fall down and not will be cause for others to fall down. Both is my responsibility. And this way we shall try, then we must be successful. And this is necessary for harmony. Mahaprabhu has given very nice process. Yeah. Humility tolerant. 1,000 times I told it. And why I told, I also feel that if I shall not tolerate, I not will get good result. And humility it is first qualification. Humility. Otherwise nobody will listen from me.
You can tell us a million times if you like Maharaj, we'll be very happy.
No, I told many times, 1,000 times I told, but I am also telling not for you all, I am telling for me also. That is my cause to tell. When I always tell it to you, and always I also will remember that. This is seva for my Guru Maharaj, this is seva for my Guru Maharaj, this is seva for my Guru Maharaj. And it is seva for yours, all seva. Days has gone anyway. In front, how many days we do not know. But at least no other attachment in this age with anything, attachment, that is very tiny way gone, everything, actually. Now only one Bhishan living with us, you should do something good for others. If cannot do, not to do anything bad for others. Not to cheat others and not to be cheated by anybody. Some obstacles in the bhakti yoga, we must avoid that. And if we can go that way, we must be benefited. It is necessary for us. Hearing many times from the Vaishnavas, but attentively we are not giving that hearing. Today I heard something. If I realize that what I heard, and it is necessary for my life, practicing life, then we will try to do that also. And that will be very good for us. Srila Swami Maharaj mercifully give us that Krishna consciousness knowledge, and it's come in the West and East everywhere. And Guru Maharaj living within so high position, he also mercifully come down into our level. And he given too much to us. Then we have no wealth deficiency. But now necessary to use properly. Harmonizing way. They given too much. We have got too much from them. It is impossible, but it happen possible in this mundane, that is Mahaprabhu himself come. After Krishna, Astabhim Suchaturjuke Dapore Sese, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, when coming, after that Krishna also coming in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is the
28th millennium of the Vaivasvata Manu. When Krishna appears, then after him comes Mahaprabhu.
Come Mahaprabhu. And that Mahaprabhu, not ordinary Yugavatar Mahaprabhu.
At that special moment.
That Mahaprabhu is special, merciful. And through that we have got this knowledge now. Otherwise, Bhagavan's lords have many incarnations. Anyway, we will be attracted to that incarnation. That possibility we have. Overall, that possibility, we can say. But when we have got that type of Guru's association, Vaishnava association, we will try heart and soul. What will be good for us? And leave the ego. Ego is very bad thing. I have said ego is very bad. If we cannot leave ego, cannot do anything. Ego is the property of the Maya. Maya's property. It is not Jivasa's property. Actually inherited it. By birth. Here is birth and death we have got. And already it is adjoined with our mental position. And living very difficulty. But that is the sadhana. We shall do that sadhana. Sarvanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Shevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Shukham Aapuni Vedanam Iti Pumshakita Vishnu Bhaktischer Navalakhana Kriyeta Bhagavat Taddha Kalmanya Adhita Uttama. Sravan Kirtan, there have two parts. One in Vidhi Marga, one in Raga Marga. Where is Vidhi Marga? First try with that process. It is good for the conditioned souls. They will come within some rules and regulations, and it will be good for them. But when a hankering comes for the Krishna and his pastimes, he will try to keep his sadhana within Vidhi Marga, but cannot keep so long it. That is, hankering took them to that Raga Bhakti world, jagat. And Agabhakti jagatir dike akarshan korbe.
Attracts them. Draws them to that world.
And very good opportunity in this age we have got. Always it not will be possible. Where is Einstein now? But he is a good scientist, greatest scientist. We can say he gave us many things in this mundane world. But we do not know how is he now. That is, he left this world. I may be very big in this mundane environment, but I must leave this position. But now it's come in my hand, and till I am conscious about my position, then I shall try with that anyway. If I leave this body, where I shall go, I do not know. But within this body, I have some chance. And we shall try that, to do something with that.
I have one question about Vidhi Marga and Raga Marga. We hear that person executes Vidhi Marga, but when some spontaneous attraction develops, then that is left behind. And the person is going on the basis of the inner feelings of his heart. Something like that. That but what is the position of a person? We know the Sahajya, they want to take everything, make it cheaper. Like they are trying to get what is very high and make it of this dirty plane. But what is the position of one, he is trying to execute devotional service, and he has appreciation for the higher plane, but that maybe there is some inability to execute the many things. He cannot do them properly. He has not that ability. For instance, I give you an example. Sometimes there are some people, they can do many things at the same time and do them attentively to this or this or this or this. Myself, I'm not one of those persons. I can only do almost one, maybe two things at one time. But if I get engrossed in something, I leave everything behind. Like if I'm working hard on something, I cannot attend to to bathing or bathroom or eating or anything. I'm only, until I get this thing settled in my head, why this is not going right or something, or working on this, until I finish, I cannot think of the other things. Do you understand? Yeah. I get like a little bit, you know, like obsessed with that thing. Why is it? You know, until working, then maybe it goes right. But, well, it's not working right. I don't care for anything else. Somebody wants to tell, hey, you have to do this. Then I go, no, please, don't bother me. I'm thinking about this problem or why it is going. Not exactly, I'm not, something like that. So in the meantime, everything else that's supposed to be going on now, people are waiting here, things are going on here, I'm not attending to them. So maybe something like that. And in some ways, and some ways also worse than that. Some ways I know I should be doing this, I know I should be doing that, but I can't do it. And I just am not able to. Maybe it is important, but I can't attend to it. It's not that I think that I'm above it, that I'm above these responsibilities, but for one reason or another, due to my own disorganization or this or that, I do not attend to it. Understand what I'm saying? Then I am not executing devotional service due to spontaneous attraction, but I'm also not, I am too disorganized to follow all the regulation in an orderly way. Then what position is that? You understand what I'm saying? It is not spontaneous attraction, but neither it is organized execution of devotional service. Maybe something like that. So what is it?
What is happening in our life?
Especially in the West, many of us we feel we're a little bit, you know, the Western person not always capable of doing everything, you know, according to the proper way. He doesn't even know what the proper way is.
When we are connected with the generator power of generator, when we are connected, sometimes our fuse
blows.
Blood fuse.
I can use that food.
Another.
Yeah.
Replace that fuse.
Huh?
We have to replace the fuse.
Replace that fuse. My sloka is this, very nice, but it is extreme sloka. That is a Sanatana Rupa Sarva Gosvami sloka, that thing. But sloka is the same line, Bhūmi Kalita Pādāna, Bhūmi Deva Agamamana. When already we are connected, then line goes past through us, no doubt, that
current.
But Tariyata Parādhāna, Tomi Vasaranam Prabhu. Most call it a padanam, bhumi devavaram. When we are running, then sometimes it is possible to slip and fall down. But again, we wake up, if not beat back, then we not disqualify. If we go beat back,
Go off the track.
Huh?
Off the track.
then we will be disqualified.
Right.
Otherwise, again we can try to run. May not be first position we will get, but second, third, we shall try to get that position. Bhumi Deva Balambana, where we are falling down, that is our mane avalamban.
Support.
Same ground is our support. And no other way. Then necessary to, anyway, necessary to do good. Then we will get good result. If our intention is not bad, we must get good result. But if an extremely told in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is greatest hope. Maharaj can explain, in English it is hard to me. Abhijit Sudracharo Bhajati Imam Ananya Bhav.
Even if he commits the most abominable acts, but he's my exclusive devotee.
Here is important, Maharaj. The devotion must be annulled and exclusive. Maybe that devotion may be small or big form, but it must be annulled and exclusive. And through that he will try to satisfy myself, but cannot do that. Sometimes he is falling down, and not ordinary fall. My sudurachara,
the worst, most abominable type of fall down, very sinful activity may be displayed by that person. But he's given his heart to me, he's given everything to me from within his heart, but somehow in his behavior something very despicable and nasty has shown itself. Krishna says, but sadhuleva samantadya, samyak devasito. Because he's done that, because he's taken the revolutionary life to me, you have to accept him as a sadhu. He must be accepted as pure. Although on the outside, something very despicable and abominable has shown itself for the time being.
It is extreme. Spoken in Bhagavad Gita, extremely. But if we not go up to that, but near to that we can think it is. It is possibility always for us. That is our environment. Always trying to attract us to the my bhumika.
Illusory plane. Always deceiving us, distracting us, deviating us.
That is the nature of this plane. And we are living this plane. Only hope that we have some wealth that is another devotional seed. We have got it. Necessary to plant it very carefully in our heart. And when it will grow, we must try to give some good nourishment. And when it will
sprout,
it will get
strength,
a strong position, then we can bind through that kripa to the elephant also. But until that position, we will try to keep it very
protected
way.
No,
and sometimes maybe something wrong will come there, but we will try to correct immediately, not wait for that. And this way we shall try to cross it. And that is the good. We are not anywhere hopeless. That is our hope. Our position in the starting point, very hopeless. Then not make again myself hopeless. When I took that seat, I shall start with hope. And we must get that desert, no doubt.
So Maharaj, one time you said to me that those sannyasis who previously were serving Srila Swami Maharaj, who'd fallen away, if they had not done Vaishnava Praj, that their position was actually very helpful.
Yes, they can do some mundane something, attacked by this something mundane. But if not going to Vaishnava Praj and heavy anything, then they will get relief and they have hope. If we realize this scripture, actually where we are living, everything is bad here. Everything is bad here. That is all illusion matter. Illusion always is illusion. I am getting good or bad, but that all is illusion and not will stay with me. Even our mental body will go up to Bhurbhuva, short look. And that's also shall be, subtle body. And everything up to that, that is also illusion. One, it's happened, one ghost attacked some young girl. But ghost is very old ghost. And he attacked one young lady, 22 years old lady. And when the people understand she attacked by ghost, then they bring some ojha who can oust the ghost.
Exorciser.
And he come and he immediately said he sees attacked by ghost. But ghost was very good, not doing anything wrong. But living within her body, something wrong doing, otherwise, which way they are looking at ghost. But when she had seen that man, she tried to, furious to that doctor. And doctor immediately said, yes, she is attacked by ghost. Then she tried to oust that ghost to their mantram, etc. And some mustard seed thrown in her body and she is oh, Marigal, Marigal, that is painful. So he went and that doctor said, you must leave your heart. And finally, that ghost said, yes, I shall leave her. But doctor asked him, asked that ghost, who are you? And he told, my name is Saraswati. Ghost said, my name is Saraswati. But in that village named Saraswati, nobody died immediately. Then they are asking to old man, who are Saraswati in this area? And they finally they...
In the past.
Past, finally they...
Investigated
that, yes, one old lady, her name was Saraswati. And she is living in that house, near to house. Her house was there. But everybody forgot that Saraswati. That is, she is very old and maybe 25 years ago she died or 30 years ago died. Anyhow, she told, I am Saraswati. Where are you living? And she said, I am living mango tree. There was down branch of mango tree. I was seated there, and this girl going that side, and my leg touched his head. And this way, I attacked her. And that ghost doctor said, why you are seated in the lower branch? Lower branch.
Mm-hmm.
Why you are seated in the lower branch? It is your fault, not this guard's fault. And that ghost said, which way I shall go up? I am old man. Which way I shall go up? I am old. I cannot go up. You know? That is, I am sitting in lower bench. This is the subtle body's mental.
Oh, yeah. Even a ghost thinks it's old and young.
Yes. She has a ghost body, but she cannot forget she is old.
But there is no old, there is no young. Yet.
That is the subtle body.
Yes.
Then our illusory environment always attracting us, and we are very heavily involved with that. Then we cannot forget I am this body, this body's all action is my action, this way. But actually it is not. When body going, that the action living with us, and that is living within subtle body. And when subtle body will go, then mahatata ahankar, that is living within ahankar, ego body. And when ego body will go, then we are getting free. And this is our position. You become ghost, she becomes ghost, but she cannot forget. She is very old, she cannot go out. But when she leaves that girl, that time they told that ghost doctor told, you show some symbol, you are leaving this God. Then that doctor said, you take one
Ghada,
bucket. one bucket of water, and go. And she said, I have no teeth, which I shall take by mouth, one bucket of water. Then the doctor said, take shoes in mouth and go. And that ghost come to beat to doctor. I am Brahmin God. You are telling to tell me shoes. I am a Brahmin woman. And Vidhova, Vidhova means widow. Widow Brahmin is a woman. And you are telling me to touch that shoe. And she come to me telling that. Was doctor, I am laughing. Then he told, and yeah, and then bunch of the tree you block and go. And lastly that happened. The bunch of the tree broken. But she has power to block the bunch of the tree. But she do not know that. If she has power, she can do that. But her feeling is not like that. She is thinking, I am the very old lady, I cannot go up the high branch of the tree. That is all living within our ahankar and subtle body. Then here we will do any what we do here, that everything will go bad way. But against of me, bad way means against of me.
Whatever we do here goes against us.
That is Krishna not considering is so bad or so good. He is considering how much we have surrendered devotional mood. And all the scripture also considering that way. Everywhere we can see that how much we have strength of devotion. And it is depending upon surrender. And if it is, then all disqualification can remove anyway. But strength of the devotion, that is necessary. That not will destroy anyway if we will not do Vaishnava Parada. This is stated in scriptures, very strongly stated it. Jodi Vaishnava Parada hute uthe hati matha, upare va chinnita shukhi jaya patha. Sometimes strong guru can give some strength. If his disciple will go other way, and strong guru can give some support to him. That is depending upon position of guru. Yes,
that sloka then that Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that doesn't then cover Vaishnava Parada.
He's asking, does Sudarasha include Vaishnava Parada or not?
No. Duracha means that is not Vaishnava, that is sinful one.
Right, some sinful act.
Sinful action.
In this plane.
Huh?
In this plane, in this world.
Yeah, that is many sinful. Mahapatok, Otipatok, up to Otipatok, that is sinful. Mahapatok, here is no English actually. No?
Great sin, greater sin, greater than that, like that. Degrees of sin.
Degrees of sin. But all the sin, not offense.
Sin, great sin, grievous sin.
Offense is very difficult. That is called Hatimata. All the Venezuelan devotee, they are always telling, Hati Mata, Hati Mata. elephant's head. If elephant will come, destroy, to take this bhakti lata and control. That's called Lahati Mata.
And if a disciple is getting a connection with a pure Vaishnava, but he may have some difficulty coming to the standard, not being able to follow the rules and regulations, is he committing aparad to the guru if he falls down?
Committing aparad to guru?
To guru, that is, he's promised something.
No, there is some excuse. That is guru. Guru generally not taking smallest offenses from his disciple.
Minor offenses.
Ignoring guru. Not only ignoring, giving help for removing that.
Yeah. He not only ignores them, but he gives assistance.
For removing. Minor ignorance, removing, guru giving some help. And if any offense to do, then the Buddha speak of guru. And if you commit, confess.
Oh, I see. Admit.
Admit and confess. Yeah. Guru.
He can graciously give assistance.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Mm.
Yes. This is the relationship with guru and disciple. Yes, Prabhu?
Maharaj, is Vaishnava Parad only against the criticism of the guru or the high devotees? Or is any, if someone's only a neophyte devotee and he may be doing something wrong and we criticize that, is that also Vaishnava Parad?
Am I clear? More?
I missed the first sentence, I couldn't hear it.
Is it only against the guru or the higher Vaishnava?
I still missed it.
Huh? Is Vaishnava Aparad only committable to Uttamadhikari, or is it also Vaishnava Aparad can be committed to Kanishta and Madhyamadhikari?
Yes.